What did we just witness? To my take, the most important night in crossover boxing, and a night that will go down in history for the world of mixed martial arts. Francis Ngannou just went 10 rounds with the lineal heavyweight champ of the world, Tyson Fury. And in many people's eyes, won. Scored a huge knockdown. To my eyes, was the one inflicting more damage. Now look, I'm not a boxing judge. So the decision went that Tyson Fury won via split decision. But really, let's be honest about this. Put the record to one side. The real winner here is Francis Ngannou. A lot of people, myself included, thought that Tyson Fury would carry Ngannou for a few rounds, make it look competitive, put on a show, and then Ngannou would probably gas and Fury would capitalize, and that would be that. Nice, simple, bit like McGregor versus Mayweather. This was far from that. People will argue that Tyson Fury was having a bad night, that Fury didn't show up, that he underestimated Ngannou, which I think he did, for sure. But the fact of the matter is, it was Ngannou, his power, his size, that was making Tyson Fury be on the back foot, making him not be able to get off the shots he wanted. And I think once he tasted the power of Ngannou, he was pretty worried, as he should have been. Ngannou won. Yes, he didn't win on paper. He didn't win as the record goes down. But look what he's done. He's gone. Just surviving the 10 rounds was going to be a win for Francis. The knockdown, as soon as it happened, whatever happened, he could have got knocked out the next round, and Ngannou still comes out of that looking good. Remember, this is Francis Ngannou's first ever pro boxing fight. Before last night, me and Ngannou had the same boxing experience, and he just stepped in there with the best. Let's look at the crossover boxing scene and what's gone down between MMA fighters and boxing athletes. Jake Paul, for example. Jake Paul, by comparison, is an absolute novice in the boxing ring. He's been in there with MMA strikers, such as Tyrone Woodley, who was known for throwing bombs. He's been in there with Anderson Silva, a fantastic striker in his own right, and he's beat them both. Tyson Fury is a completely different kettle of fish. This is a guy who's in his prime. This is a guy who is considered by many as one of the best boxers in the world, one of the best boxers of our generation. And Ngannou went in there and stood toe-to-toe, and in many people's eyes, was the victor, on paper as well as morally. Where does this go from here now? What does Ngannou want to do? Of course, Ngannou signed to the PFL. I believe he's due to fight early next year in mixed martial arts. But after last night, the door's open. The door's open for boxing, isn't it? I want to see Francis fight again. I think for me, you maybe put Francis in there, give him a few more easier fights, but just not Tyson Fury, not Deontay Wilder. Just give him some fights to get some mileage on. No one is going to be taking Francis Ngannou lightly now inside a boxing ring. Let him get a few fights under his belt, get a few bit of experience, and then hey, I'd see him against Tyson again. Him versus Deontay Wilder, that's an interesting fight for many. If he shows he's got the skills and he's continued to improve, the world is Ngannou's oyster. I also think that last night made Ngannou a superstar. Casual MMA fan, casual combat sports fans would have known his name, but he wasn't a McGregor type character, was he? He wasn't a competitor who's really transcended the sport. I think last night was the beginning, perhaps, of Ngannou beginning to transcend. He's made a lot of smart decisions over the last couple of years. He left the UFC as the heavyweight champion. His contract expired. He's now signed with the PFL. He's earning some money, some great money. He's got control of his career. And now with all of this happening, Francis Ngannou, I think, can now transcend and become a global superstar. Tyson Fury already got a fight booked for December against Usyk. Do we still want to see that? I think so. I think that fight, this Ngannou fight was so unique. Fury's against someone who's as big, powerful, similar reach. I think the Usyk fight, it's very different, isn't it? I mean, Tyson will still have all the tools he's got, that size advantage, the reach advantage. He knows what to expect from Usyk because they're boxers. One of the big things here is not knowing what a competitor like Ngannou brings. He's so unconventional, so new. He's not a boxer, is he? I think the fight's still there for Fury, but I definitely think that the stock is weakened. We all thought that Fury was going to walk in there and put on a clinic. It was going to be up to Fury how that fight went, and it certainly wasn't. It was unprecedented. No one could have predicted that. Everyone I spoke to had the same opinion, that Francis Ngannou really stood no chance in there. Ngannou, even after the first few minutes, Ngannou was showing so much more than I thought he was going to. He showed actual boxing skill. He didn't take a step back. He was cutting off the ring. He looked like an experienced competitor. I think in the lead-up we talked about it, he talked about how he was just winning being there, which he was. Of course he was. But that sometimes scares me, because someone who's happy just to be there, are they there to win? Ngannou was there to win. And he showed he's got all the tools. Remember, this is Ngannou's first fight. First boxing match. If this is him in his first fight, man, give this guy a few years, see what he can do. Has he got the years left on his clock to make a run in boxing alongside MMA? Ngannou looked, first-time boxer, incredible. And he's got, his biggest asset is his size and his power. Once Tyson tasted those, he didn't really want to be part of it. Where do we go from here? Where does the world of mixed martial arts go? Where does the world of boxing go? Where does the world of crossover boxing go? Ngannou has now set the bench. This makes the McGregor-Mayweather fight look like, frankly, like, let's be honest, a joke when you go back and watch that fight. At no point did Mayweather look in trouble against Conor McGregor. He was giving openings to Conor. He was letting it be an entertaining fight. What we saw last night, that was a fight in which Tyson Fury was not comfortable. Of course he wasn't. Guy got knocked down. The stakes have been raised. No longer are MMA competitors going to be labeled as not being able to strike. Ngannou took it seriously, did a camp, and represented the sport incredibly well. Very, very excited for what's to come.